Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagel. And this week we're talking about cholesterol and fiber, and it all came up because of a great email I got from a listener named Dan. He wrote, "We're told that eating foods like oatmeal, which contains soluble fiber, can help lower our cholesterol. And my understanding is that this works because the fiber binds to the cholesterol in your gut, preventing its absorption. But we're also told that the amount of cholesterol in your food doesn't make much difference, because if you get more in your diet, your body just produces less. So if the soluble fiber is reducing the absorption of dietary cholesterol, but dietary cholesterol doesn't matter, then why would that reduce your serum cholesterol?" This is such a great question, but it does require a bit of a deep dive to answer. But hey, if this is not the place for deep dives into nutrition nerddom, well, I don't know where it is. So let's first talk about how dietary cholesterol affects your blood cholesterol. About 80% of the cholesterol that's circulating through your body right now was manufactured in your body, not extracted from your food. And most of that cholesterol production happens in the liver. But small amounts are also manufactured in the small intestine. And Dan is absolutely right. The liver will ramp its production of cholesterol up or down in response to your dietary intake. If you take more cholesterol in through your food, the liver will make less, and vice versa. Cholesterol production in the small intestine, however, is not affected by that feedback loop. Now, to some extent, the amount of cholesterol that you absorb from food is genetically determined. Some people are hyperabsorbers, and for them, the amount of cholesterol in their diet may have a bigger impact on their blood cholesterol levels. But for most people, dietary cholesterol intake doesn't have a significant impact on blood or serum cholesterol levels. More to the point, cholesterol intake does not appear to impact your risk of heart disease. And this is why we're no longer told that we need to limit our consumption of dietary cholesterol. Unless, of course, you are one of those hyperabsorbers. If you're looking for a dietary culprit for high blood cholesterol levels, look to saturated fat and refined carbohydrates, not cholesterol. Eggs and shrimp, these are both high in cholesterol, but virtually carbohydrate-free and relatively low in saturated fat. They are probably not the problem. And now let's talk about how soluble fiber affects blood cholesterol. According to the National Lipid Association, soluble fiber can bind cholesterol in the intestine and remove it from the body. Just like Dan said, they say eating 5 to 10 grams of soluble fiber a day can help lower total and LDL cholesterol, that's the so-called bad cholesterol, by 5 to 11 points and sometimes more. Okay, so you might imagine that when you eat eggs and oatmeal for breakfast, the soluble fiber in the oatmeal attaches to the cholesterol in the eggs and escorts it out of your body. And then because you didn't absorb the cholesterol from the eggs, the liver will compensate by making more, and the two effects will just cancel each other out. But here's the thing. The cholesterol that the fiber is binding to and removing from your body is not necessarily from the foods that you eat, and this may explain this apparent paradox.
Music.
If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
A lot of that cholesterol that your liver makes is used to produce bile acid that's released into the small intestine to help your body digest and absorb fat. In fact, your body, your liver, converts about 500 milligrams of cholesterol per day in order to produce bile acids. That's almost twice as much as most people take in through food, and that's why the liver has the ability to produce more. Now, most of the bile acids that are secreted into the small intestine get reabsorbed into the bloodstream as they pass through the ileum. That's the last stretch of small intestine that food goes through before it enters the large intestine. Now, once it's in the large intestine, the only thing that gets absorbed from that point on back into the body is water and electrolytes. Everything else gets eliminated as waste. Okay, but soluble fiber binds to bile. So instead of those bile acids being reabsorbed and then recycled, they end up being eliminated. And that means that the liver has to produce more bile to replace what has been lost. Your liver is going to then pull more cholesterol out of your blood in order to make more bile acids. And that is the primary mechanism by which soluble fiber reduces blood cholesterol levels. So adding soluble fiber to your diet is going to have a bigger impact on your blood cholesterol than reducing the amount of cholesterol in your food. And studies show that this is true both for people with and without high cholesterol. It's also true for people who are taking statin drugs. These are cholesterol-lowering drugs because statins reduce cholesterol through a completely different mechanism. Cholesterol is produced via a long chain of biochemical reactions known as the mevalonate pathway, and statins block the very first reaction in that pathway, and that effectively shuts down the rest of the pathway. And this decreases the amount of cholesterol that the liver can produce, and that then lowers the amount of cholesterol in your blood. But does lowering blood cholesterol really reduce the risk of heart disease? Some research suggests that the link between high cholesterol and heart disease is not nearly as straightforward as we have been led to believe. It is true that high cholesterol levels, especially LDL cholesterol, are associated with an increased risk of heart attack. But you know what? The majority of heart attack victims have normal cholesterol levels. And while the use of statin drugs does appear to reduce mortality, there may be other factors at work. In addition to reducing cholesterol levels, for example, statins are also potent anti-inflammatories, and inflammation is another risk factor for heart disease. The decision to prescribe a statin drug should ideally be based on more than just your LDL cholesterol levels. The amount, the type, and the ratios of all the other blood fats, your age, sex, and your personal and familial health history, and all the other risk factors, that should all be taken into consideration. But whether or not your doctor feels that a cholesterol-lowering medication is right for you, eating soluble fiber offers a variety of benefits. In addition to lowering your cholesterol, they can also help modulate your appetite and help with weight management, as well as promote the growth of beneficial bacteria in your gut. You can get soluble fiber from oatmeal and oat bran, but also from apples, pears, plums, barley, chicory root, Jerusalem artichokes, mushrooms, and garlic. And then fiber supplements made from psyllium husk, like Metamucil, or wheat dextrin, like Benefiber, are also good sources of soluble fiber. So I hope that clears up this confusion about soluble fiber and cholesterol levels and how the two are related. You'll find a complete transcript of today's show, along with links to a lot of the research that I talked about, on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. And you can also search the entire archives, that's almost 650 episodes now, for answers to your other nutrition questions. And if you've got a question that I haven't yet answered, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk about the art and science of behavior change. Just like this podcast, a lot of our conversations are prompted by you, the listeners, and what you're working on and wondering about. It's always a good conversation. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Jake Johnson. That's it for me this week. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.